This week, we talk about how I'm still congested. We have a very in-depth conversation about the type of underpants that Jackson is going to be purchasing. Do you want a side flap or a front flap? Mm-hmm. And we tell you what your main in Marvel Rivals says about you. It's
What's up, Bear the Gamers, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite podcast featuring two video game cuties.
I'm Juice Fox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about video games.
Sick. Welcome.
Nice, that was a good one.
How are you? Good job. Proud of you.
I'm good. This cold will not leave my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier, I've got like a tension headache or like, it's just like a... It feels like, because I can breathe out of my nose, but it feels like my head is full of pressure. So
yeah, hot air.
Yeah, man. I don't know. So I'm gonna medicate myself like crazy tonight and put on the humidifier, and hopefully I can just like feel a bit better tomorrow. And it's even my energy levels. Like I'm just zonked. Like I'll finish a workout and I just want to sleep. Usually I'm hitting like 10,000 steps a day. Today now I'm hitting like two. Like I can barely move.
I think that we just found the issue though. Like when you're sick, you need to stop working out, stop going to the gym, stop spending all of these calories and this energy on stuff and fucking lay down and let your body recover.
Here's my thing. So as a fitness instructor now, I don't really have that choice. Like yesterday there was a 90 minute workout for like our, like a big motivational thing for everybody. And the coaches had to attend.
You're sick.
And I'm sick. But
Colin sick.
I went. Well, no, because I had a meeting after that I had to go to.
Could you not call in sick and reschedule that meeting too?
No, because I'm the boss.
Then you should. You have all the control. You can schedule a meeting for whenever you want.
No, it's fine.
Don't let them fucking push you around. You're the boss. And even if you're not the boss, if you're not feeling well, there needs to be allowances made for you to go and take care of yourself. You can make the argument that you need to rest. On the other side of things, you going into a place where everyone's breathing heavy and you're sick, they're going to get sick too. Like it is in their best
anymore,
but they don't know that. It is in their best interest for you to get better as well. Like you need to be resting, and I'll make the calls. Give me your boss's phone number. I'll call them.
You'll call them?
Juice is too sick to come into work today. They need to rest. I'm a doctor. So
I am Juice's doctor. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, this is Mr. Doctor.
This is Mr. Dr. Jackson. Juice can't come in today. Otherwise, I'm good. I also had kind of a shitty evening because I made a roast.
Yeah.
It was in the oven for like 4 hours. And then, and this isn't me blaming you. This is me taking ownership, but I am just telling you that this is part of the story. And then I decided to come on your stream and play a few rounds of Marvel Rivals.
Yeah.
And then I went up to finish dinner and my roast was burnt.
So it is.
And again, I'm not blaming you because these were my choices to make, but I am just saying that that's what happened.
I'm not blaming you, but I'm also not blaming you. Is that what you're saying?
Did I throw a oven mitt across the room? Maybe. Maybe. It's fine. It's fine. It still tasted good. It's just the gravy was gone.
I was gonna say, oh yeah. Oh, okay. That sucks.
You know when you make a roast, it like sits in like
you got
a gravy.
The drippings. Yeah,
and you got the dripping. Now it like it evaporated, burned around, and like absorbed into the meat. So I was just so excited for the gravy.
Was the meat dry?
No, the meat was fine.
If you've got really moist meat, sorry.
Nice.
If you got really, no, it didn't mean, I didn't mean it that way, but as soon as I said it, I was like, fuck. I got like the really, if you got moist meat, sometimes you don't need the gravy as much. You know what I mean? You don't.
Wow.
What?
Just so much to unpack on that one.
Unpackage, you mean?
Hey. So yeah, that's kind of what happened with me this afternoon.
Well,
so
damn. You're having a time.
That's okay. I got my shit rocked in your Rivals games. And then
some of those games were tough. Some of those games were tough.
The funniest was we were playing with a Spider-Man who would kick the shit. Like I felt personally attacked by this Spider-Man attack me and then be in the chat like, you're doing great.
Yeah, they also had a Venom who was like, are these bots? And I went, I wish. And they were like, I kind of feel bad. I was like, you just do you. And they're like, you're doing great. You're going to be better in the next round. And I was like, okay, like, thanks for the, you beat the shit out of us. Just you absolutely us, embarrassed us, but you're being nice about it. You're being really nice about it.
I wrote after GG, humbling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very humbling game. Like, I've been getting MVPs all day.
Yeah.
All day I'm getting the MVP when I'm playing alone. The moment I play with you, one kill, 800 deaths, you know?
Yeah, so. It seems like it's weird, you know? It's like maybe all those screenshots you send me of you being an MVP are photoshopped. Because as soon as you're like, oh, I'm really good, let's play together. And then I'm like, well, you told me you were really good, and I'm seeing this, the pictures you're sending me, but, you know,
when all we're of live our games, together. I was two kills under you. Two kills under you.
I was playing tank, so.
Let's stop this podcast right now and go play.
You want to 1v1 me right now?
Let's stop this podcast right now.
1v1 me, bro.
I'll fucking kill you. We will go onto my profile. Look at all my MVPs. Fuck you.
I won't be doing that. I won't be checking out your profile. Anyhow, Rivals has been fun. I'm doing well. I've had a decent week. I've still been stressed. Like, I just have no idea how to bring my stress levels down at this point, because there's no stressful catalyst in my life. There's nothing that's like that leads me to believe I need to be stressed, but I just feel stressed. I have no idea what's going on. Like, it's bad enough that, like, we've talked about it since January. My skin has been the worst it's ever been in, like, since I was in high school. Like, I'm breaking out all over my face, and, like, to me, that's just stress. Like,
are you actively self-soothing?
Like, sucking one of my thumb? What do you mean?
You suck on something else. No, active self-soothing is when you are, like, just doing that. You're actively doing activities that calm you down.
I don't have any activities that calm me down.
What do you do to relax?
I relax when I'm asleep.
Oh my God, Jackson, do you take a bath?
No, this is genuinely something that I've been working on and talked to my therapist about, that I don't have a gear that allows me to relax. Like, I don't have a thing that's like, all right, I'm just going to kick back. And to be fair, this weekend I've done a decent job. This weekend I've done a decent job of, like, Friday and Saturday evenings, mostly just hanging out, watching TV, and playing on my Steam Deck. And, like, but even through that, I still have to fight back.
Can I say, playing video games can feel stressful.
Well, so that's why I play specific games where I'm not playing anything competitive. I'm not playing anything with other people. I'm just playing by myself. So it doesn't fucking matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter. No, there's no one relying on me. It's just fine. I'm just poking around, shooting
devils.
Have
you thought about doing things like going to get a massage, getting a facial?
No.
You know, like, not that kind. But like stuff like that, like book yourself a little spa day, man. Mm-hmm.
I was in a decent stretch of time, and maybe I just need to get back to it. That's another thing, is that my schedule's just felt really, really busy lately, and I have travel for work this coming week. So once that's out of the way, I should be stationary again for at least a month, and then maybe I can fall back into that routine. But I did have a handful of things that were just like, once a week, I'd like to go to get a massage, go to the barber, or go to therapy. And it's like at least one like hour to 2 hour block of my week is meant for me to just like unwind and take care of myself a little bit. But those are like expensive options, and I know that people are like, oh, I sat on my couch and binged, and I'm like, that's so relaxing for you, and I wish it was for me, because a lot of the time it's just not.
I know. I think that's why I like doing group fitness, is because like that's my me time.
Fair enough. Yeah, I like the gym, and my gym routine has been pretty helpful. I just gotta lock it down a little bit more. And again, I think my body is just in fucking overdrive. I think the first 3 to 4 months of my new job was stress. That was stress. So I think my body just got used to being in a heightened state of stress, and it just hasn't been able to come back down. And then January into February, I had this really intense tooth pain, to the point where like I was in fetal position on the floor some days. So like getting that resolved. Yes. Thank
you. Do you have your new tooth yet?
Not the crown. That's going to cost me a bunch of money. I have an appointment at the end of the month. It's going to be a pain in the ass. But again, all of that said, like all of the catalysts for me to be stressed are gone, but my body doesn't know that. So it's kind of a pain in the ass, but that's okay. I'm doing well. I had a fun little moment this past week. I went to the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, you fucking nerd. That sounds fun.
And they were playing Final Fantasy music, which was cool.
How was it?
It was good. Yeah. I know we talked last year because in like June or July last year, I think I went to see Vancouver Symphony Orchestra do just video game music in general. Mm-hmm. And this one was for Final Fantasy, and I have never finished a Final Fantasy game, but was really enjoying the concept in general. Mm-hmm. It was really funny. We walked over there, myself and a group of my friends, and we rounded a corner and I was like, Jesus Christ, like everyone we've walked by, everyone looks so fucking nerdy. And I was like, oh yeah, we're going to a nerd thing, obviously. So we went in, it was fun. Some people were dressed up, which was super cool. Comically, the composer hopped on stage and kind of gave us the rundown of the whole show. And it's like, oh, you know, in the first act, we're going to be doing these pieces. And then in the second act, we're going to do like a three set from Final Fantasy VII. We're going to start with one and go to two to go to three. And then when he said the third one, everyone groaned. And everyone like made an audible response. And he goes, oh, did I say something wrong? He's like, I don't really do games. We do music up here. You guys enjoy. And then rolled on. He spoiled the end of the game for Final Fantasy VII. Now, this game is ancient at this point in time. But he basically said, it's like one of the bigger twists in games. And I'm going to spoil it now. So everyone earmuffs if you don't want to hear this. If you don't want to hear it, then I won't say
it. No, it's fine. It's fine. You can say it.
You have been playing 7, though, have you not? Didn't you play some of 7 Remake?
Oh, I'm almost done. Don't spoil
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything about 7 for you then. Okay. But we'll circle back to this at some point. I honestly don't think it's in the first two of these remakes, because they're meant to do a third. I don't know, though, because I haven't played them. Anyhow, he basically spoiled one of the biggest
twists. Sorry, 7? The one that I'm playing right now is only a portion of 7? I have been playing forever.
There are two remakes of 7 currently, and there is a third one on the way.
Because there's the remake Rebirth, and then there's a third one on the way, and that's just cumulatively all just one, the one game?
Yep.
How fucking big was that game?
It wasn't, but they just went in and they built off of it, and they added a bunch and fleshed out a bunch. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I've been playing for, I think I'm on the last chapter now.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm only a third of the way done.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. There's a lot to be played. But yeah, it was very, very cool. There was a moment where at intermission, there was a person behind us and she leaned forward and said, hey, excuse me, I'm just going to take this picture between you. That's my friend up there. And I'm like a proud mama. And they knew two of the violinists on the stage.
Cool.
And so that was kind of cool. And kind of talked to them a little bit about it. It was fun. And then I was watching the whole time. We were in the third row. I didn't realize, like, because I didn't buy the tickets. We had a friend do it. I paid him and he handled it. And then we walked in and just kept walking closer and closer to the stage. And we were in the third row. We were below the edge of the stage, right?
You felt rich.
Well, I did. I was like, okay, are we bougie? And then I was looking at everybody. I could see their face very clearly. And I literally, especially by intermission, I was like, I hope these people are having fun. You know what I mean? They are so talented. But so fucking serious. And like, you're on a stage.
I think they're concentrating.
They're so concentrated, but like, have fun. I literally spent the whole second act like just looking. Is anyone smiling? And like five times in like an hour, I caught people smiling. And I was just like, are you guys
out there
having fun?
Play an instrument professionally in an orchestra. Are you
bored?
Do
it better. Yeah.
Are you bored? Like, are you just like, what's going on in your brain? Are you just so dialed in, concentrated? Do you have a dry personality, or are you just a little bit bored?
Maybe they hate video games and they're like, this is below me. This is beneath me. I'm
below
here.
Below me.
This is beneath me.
Oh, I didn't realize what I just said. Oh my God. Mr. Box went to a candlelight symphony one time.
Oh, cool. Very, very cool.
He said it was really cool. It's like you go in and it's like all candles and they're like all around, and there's only like, I think there's only five of them, and they just play these like beautiful songs. I think the one he went to was Nirvana, I think.
Cool. Yeah, I've looked into some. I've never gone, though, but there's
I want to go to a Zelda one. That's one I want to go
to. Oh, if there was video game shit, I'd be in immediately.
Yeah, Zelda, I'm 100% down.
If I find one in Vancouver, will you fly out for it?
I'll think about it.
Because honestly, like, we need a moment to get you here, because we keep talking about all the plans that we have.
Well, I'm going to be there for Pride.
Yeah, but you're so fucking busy in Pride.
I know.
I mean, we did get to hang out quite a bit last Pride. I was really grateful.
Yeah, I think this Pride I'll just come for a little longer.
Sure.
So we can kind of do our stuff.
Yeah, I respect that. Is my mic okay?
You sound a lot better this week. Good. You don't sound scratchy. Last week was rough. It was rough when you were editing.
Oh, big time. Big time. Yeah. And I was super frustrated the whole time as well. And it's the reason I didn't pull any clips. I was like, there's some fun moments in there for sure. But
you're like,
exactly. I don't want that to happen. And so thank you to everybody who listened to the episode, regardless of that issue. I don't know,
do you know what happened,
but I reset my mic.
The brand new microphone and camera you have, you should just install them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, yeah, you're not wrong. I have about $1,200 of gear that I'm not using right now.
I'm just saying.
Yep, it could definitely happen. It could definitely happen. I'm just, again, it's so fucking frustrating to me that my whole time I've been like, oh, I'll just wait for my computer to send me the computer, or sorry, my job to send me the computer. They started in August, started the process in August, and then as soon as it's here, I can switch over all my gear. It's going to be perfect. And it's still not fucking happened.
Do you know what's going to happen, though? This is going to facilitate the universe to get it sent to you faster, to make it more inconvenient for you, because then the moment you do all the frustration and get it all installed, it's going to show up at your door.
And then so I'm going to have to redo the whole thing a second
exactly.
time.
Exactly. But you're going to have your computer.
Yeah. It's good because my laptop is on its last legs. It literally sounds like it is a wind turbine. It sounds so scary. Do we want to talk about what you're doing next weekend? Or is it not locked in?
Oh, no, it's locked in.
Oh, let's tell them. Tell them. Tell the people.
I am going to be hanging out at the Canadian Podcast Awards booth, advertising and hanging out with the people for It's Dangerous to Go Alone before the Canadian Game Awards. I requested a ticket. They didn't tell me if I got one. So sure. I might be going to that too. But if not, then I'm just going to hang out at the booth and then go see some friends after.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but it's cool. I'm excited. It's I need an excuse to go down to Toronto. I've got to pick up some stuff from friends. So I figured I was just like, you know what? They've invited us. Jackson, unfortunately, is too important and is not going to be there.
That's not.
So he's decided not to come because he said, I am way too important to do that kind of stuff. So yes. Juice can go because she's a flop.
in her flop era.
In her flop era. So she can go. So I'm going to go, I'm going to play games. I'm not sure what game. We've got to figure that out.
I think the one that I pitched is a fun one, right? Because we just did this episode that is, do you know more video game slang than juice box? And I think if we give you cute cards with with different gamer slang on them, on the front is the slang and on the back is the answer, and you bring two whiteboards, so whoever wants to play against you can write down their answer, you write down yours. And then you flip the card and see who gets it right and see if they can beat you.
Or what if I have two people go against each other and whoever writes down the most right wins?
It just extends the amount of time that you're playing if you're going through multiple turns with two people, but whatever
works. But I get two people done at once versus one at a time.
Yeah.
And then people watching see me write down answers.
Sure.
I'm going to do two people at once.
Do whatever you want to do.
Period.
Do whatever you want to do.
Say what you wanna say. I don't know.
Yeah, you're feeling a little rough.
I'm feeling rough. Yeah, my energy levels are a little rough today. But it's fine. It's mostly just the throbbing headache. This all right? I'll be all right.
Do you want me to send you some more candy?
No, because I'm gonna get chubby.
I could tell in your no. It was a no, but like yeah, but don't.
But
right.
Don't please. Yeah. Because I'm starting to, because my movement isn't as much. I don't want to start gaining weight. And that's my own problem to unpack.
Unpackage.
Zip. But yeah. What were you saying? So yeah, I'm gonna be there. You and I have a thing that we're gonna do. Can we tell them about that?
What is it? Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm paying attention.
Do you want to say it?
No, well, you want me to do it or you want to do it?
You're going to do it.
Okay. Tentatively scheduled for March the 9th, Juice and I are going to be doing a collaboration stream that is just a few days after the release of Split Fiction. So we want to do a little subathon, but not for Twitch subs or anything of that sort. We want to use our Patreon as the platform. So come and hang out. We're willing to make that a very long stream. Juice's endurance taps at around 3 or 4 hours, but we're willing to go much past that. And we're just going to get the grumpiest juice possible with all of the support.
Protein shakes ready.
It's all you need.
I'm going to be good. I've got snacks. I'm going to Uber Eats.
Perfect.
You're going to give me stretch breaks, so I'm going to be able to get up and stretch. Mm-hmm.
And all of it will encourage people to support the Patreon, which we use to help fund and create these podcast episodes every week. And of course, we are so grateful to everyone who has already supported us over there. So again, March 9th, put it on your calendar. We'll figure out the technical side of it. We're going to have some fun incentives and milestones. And I think it's going to be really, really enjoyable because we'd like to continue to flesh out the Patreon side and provide content for those who want to hop in and support the pod. And again, thank you to everybody for doing so far.
I would like to do a giveaway. Can we do a giveaway?
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to give away, but yeah, let's do it. I like that a lot.
Figure it out.
Super, super gamey. We don't have any merch. I would say we should give away merch, but we should make merch and then we'll give it away.
I love when we have meetings.
You keep doing this, and it rings in my ears. Not even when we're just not just when we're recording, but just sometimes I'm like shopping, and I'm in Safeway, and I'm walking down the aisles, and I'm like, "Yeah, remember when Juice throws shade at you for having meetings during the? It was your idea.
You know,
you just said we should give something away, and I'm like, "Cool. What do you want? And you're like, "I love when you make us do meetings in front of the people. I'm like, get fucked." I also want to follow up on something we talked about last week where I put out a call. I said, hey, if anyone knows of any brands doing Canadian underpants, please let me know.
I got a follow up?
Not one, two on the Patreon. Thank you to Michael for letting me know about Saks, S-A-X-X. Didn't know they were Canadian.
Canadian?
Yep. And then Daniel also said Man-Made is apparently a Canadian underwear brand. So there we go. Thank you for the support, gang. I really appreciate you guys stepping up. Really appreciate you stepping up.
Oh, nice. Yep. Okay, yeah, they look good. The boxer brief. They look cozy. Oh, it's got like a flap for you to take it out.
Oh, perfect. That's what I need. I was saying it's not like flappy enough.
Yeah, because you know, sometimes it's like a slit and you slide it out the side.
This is super gross. This is the grossest conversation we've had.
This is like a kangaroo pouch. So you like pull it down, flop it out. I don't hate that. I don't hate that. Sorry. Should we not talk about that?
I don't know. Whatever you want. I just wanted to say thanks. Juice, before we dive into the meat and potatoes of today's stream, I want to let everybody know about Patreon. If you are over at patreon.com/itdangerpod and you are actively subscribed to the pod, we want to say a massive thank you to you. But if you are listening and you're looking for a way to support the podcast, head on over there. Again, Instagram. Nope. patreon.com/itdangerpod, and over there you can find a myriad of additional content options, including video episodes of the podcast. You can get the episodes a day before the rest of the world, and at the $10 subscription tier, you can get a monthly cameo style video from Juice and myself, which is mostly us arguing and bickering over who you should like more. Either way, go and check out the Patreon. It allows us to fund this podcast.
I think the monthly cameo, I think, is the most worth it.
I think so too. But also, we started doing like bonus videos. So in January, we put out a bonus video for you creating your own D&D character, which was super cool.
See, I want to do a bonus video playing that game that I sent you. So the game, what's it called?
Don't Break the Glass or whatever?
It's called Don't Break the Glass, and it's you and another character, and you're carrying a brittle sheet of glass, and you have to go through an obstacle course. I think it would be a great idea to play.
Well, there's that dog game and that other cat game that we both sent us. We should do like a little monthly exclusive Let's Play where we pop in there for an hour, play one of these games that we like, and go from there.
Get mad at each other for an hour and it's great.
You bet. All of that being said, today's topic, Juice said, this was a Juice topic, everybody. Juice said to me, hey, we should do an episode about Marvel Rivals and we should say who your main is and what it says about you. Juice, anything else, any other details you'd like to add?
Can you say it so we can set up the clip? So go, what does your Marvel rival character say about you? Can you do that?
Yeah, I can. So the big question that we're asking is, what does your Marvel rival's main say about you?
Excellent.
Thanks.
Do you want to start with Vanguards, Duelists, or Strategists?
Let's do Vanguards. Vanguards, your tanky tanks, your beefy beef Marvel characters. Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who may not play the game, Vanguards are essentially the tanks. So they have the highest health, and they hit the hardest.
No, not usually. No, no, I was gonna they're say, meant but to they, like they've protect got, like, the rest of the up. Team in most of the in the most simple forms, protect the rest of your team.
Okay. Yeah. So first one, Captain America.
Ooh. What it says about you. Just so prideful and probably to a fault. You know what I mean? Captain America to me is, he's almost indefensible at this point in time. To have this amount of pride in such a flawed ideology. That being said, people have made the point, like, sometimes Captain America goes against America and says what is truly right. But that carries a level of nuance that I think most rival players are missing.
See, I think if you play Captain America, you're just kind of basic.
Oh, shots fired. I don't know which is worse.
It's just like, where's the creativity? Where's the fun? Where's the whimsy?
Captain America is very much the Superman of like, oh, no, he's impervious. Oh, well, what if I try this to defeat him? No, you can't. That doesn't work because he's got a counter for that. It's like a little unimaginative.
If you're playing Captain America, I know what you look like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like me.
Yeah, I was gonna say you kind of just look like Jackson.
Shit. All right.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange. What does Doctor Strange say about you? Doctor Strange, again, throws up a big shield, floats around, creates a portal. I got ideas.
I think if you play Doctor Strange, you're the kind of person that likes to troll in people's comment sections.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You're a needler. You're there just to poke people in the ribs and give them a little bit of a hard time. Every single thing about Doctor Strange annoys people just a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like that fucking shield. It's you putting your portal in the wrong fucking spot.
Yep. Yeah. And you get a chuckle out of it. You get a chuckle. Mm. It's not a chuckle that you want to share with other people. It's one that you privately have in your room. It's one that makes me question, how fun is that really, if you're just laughing to yourself in your bedroom? You know what I mean?
And with that being said, our next one is Groot.
You have passion about this.
I have a passion about Groot. When I say if you're a Doctor Strange and you troll in people's comment sections, if you're Groot, you're the kind of person who doesn't have a profile picture and you write the meanest shit just to piss people off. Because no matter if Groot is on your team or the other person's team, those goddamn walls are always in my way, no matter what.
See, I have a different impression of Groot. In my head, Groot is very, he's a bit of a stoner. You know what I mean? The people that are playing Groot, just laid back. They're like, I don't fucking know. I'm in the mix. I don't want to deal with this. I'll deal with it later. I'm just going to put up a wall. I don't need to deal with this shit right now. And go around. It's fine.
Groot is always in my way.
He's a mild inconvenience to most, but to you, I think you take it.
I see a Groot on my team. I want to disconnect.
That's just, have to adapt. You just have to go around him.
How?
He is your leader.
No.
He is the leader. Follow Groot. Do what he wants. Adapt to his playstyle. I know.
Next up.
Hulk. Oh, good. Good God, Hulk. Hulk is independent to a fault. If Hulk is your main, you are the type of person that refuses to ask for help from anyone. It is toxic masculinity to a T.
Yeah.
Rush in alone. Do whatever you want. Even after you die, you're like, nah, I still don't need help. I can do it myself. I'm going to run it back. Escape is Bruce Banner.
Yeah. If you are a Hulk, I feel like you're a short man outside of the game.
Oh, you think a little Napoleon complex.
I think the Hulk is has short man syndrome. Just it runs in and then there is a twink in there somewhere. Sure. You know?
That's honestly, a good Hulk gets it done, though. He's in there. He's swinging it around. I get it. There's some respect for me.
About killing a twink Banner just really is satisfying.
It is the best feeling. When you bring Hulk all the way down and you're like, he's about to become Banner. I start screaming. You've been there. Banner point. Who wants it? And we all fight for it. It's my favorite moment playing this
game. I don't care if I die directly after. If I got Banner, I'm happy.
Yeah. What do you think being a Magneto main says about you?
I don't really think of Magneto often. Yeah.
Do you think Magneto's like
means they're kind of whatever. Okay. A Magneto doesn't bother me, but a Magneto also doesn't excite me.
like the quiet kid in the arts kid in the back of the classroom. That's just like, oh, I'm here doing my thing.
You're just there to have a good time.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting. Interesting. For me, for some reason, Magneto it comes across as very calculated. If you're playing Magneto, I don't know why, but you remain calm the entire game and you're just strategic with your approach. You're just systematic in the way that you get in and help your team and eliminate the others. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is. Mm. I have respect for it. I have respect for it.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Next up, your main.
My main. Kind of by accident, but yeah, my main now.
Penny Parker.
Penny Parker. Didn't expect to main Penny. Penny is a teenage Japanese girl who is a Spider-Man adjacent character and has a robot, giant robot spider. What giant do you think robot. It says? I'll let you analyze me.
If you're a Penny Parker main, I think you have a bit of a complex where you want to lead the team, but not be overly controlling.
Doesn't sound there's no negativity detected in that. I'm fine with
it. I feel like Pennies are always kind of like the they lead because they drop the bombs, they do the it's spider time, right? They're never in the back, they're usually in the front. But I'm never annoyed with a Penny.
Sure. I don't mind it. To me, a little controlling. You know what I mean? You're just trying to control the flow of things. Not in a bad way, controlling in a way to help your team. But from the other side, frustrating as hell. Also, delicate ego. Because let me tell you, you destroy that nest, you're completely fucking useless. And it hurts. It hurts every time. It hurts every time.
Every time.
Mm-hmm.
Thor.
Thor's next up on the list. Thor is the kid that can't sit still in class for me. He's just got erratic tendencies and they're just popping around. They're all over the map and it's really hard to keep an eye on them. Really hard to lock it down.
I think if you're a Thor main, you're the kind of kid who would invite your friends over to watch you play video games.
Yeah. Like you did to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked me. What about Venom?
Venom to me is, right up there with Doctor Strange and Groot for just like, you want to be a nuisance. You're a lone wolf. In a way that you have found a lot of corners of the internet that just like validate your weird views, not necessarily violent or aggressive views, but just strange takes on things. You feel in a little emboldened and you enjoy getting a rise out of people. You're hopping in, poke, 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 annoy, 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 hop out. It's like, do you remember on Facebook you used to be able to delete your comments? And so you could go in and say something controversial, watch someone, so you post something beautiful. I go in and I say, that's stupid. Everyone hops in and comments and they're yelling at me, but I delete my comment and now it looks like they're yelling at you. That's Venom.
Yes, that's Venom.
That's Venom.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that is our vanguards. Those are our tanks. So next up, do you want to do duelists or strategists?
Let's hop down to strategists because it's a shorter list. I feel like it's going to be easier for us to get through.
Yeah. All right, strategist. Adam Warlock. If you were Adam Warlock, you are either the best player I've ever met in my life or someone who has never touched the game before ever and you saw somebody shiny and gold and thought, yeah, that works.
Yeah. You really just played it alphabetically. Adam's number one in the roster because he starts with an A. And you said, I'm not looking much further than this.
Yeah.
Low buried entry.
I played a really fun game the other day. I sent you the clip about it. I had an Adam Warlock on my team and a Spider-Man. And the Spider-Man at the beginning was already trolling, asking for heals, like saying, like, healers better be healing, protect the healers because we need heals. And our Adam Warlock came onto the thing and I saw our Spider-Man standing there waiting for his heals. And he was just like, need heals. And Adam Warlock just wrote, no. I died.
Vendetta.
And he said, there's no I in team, but there is a me. I died.
Mm-hmm.
I died like 8 times. And I went, you know what? I respect it.
Yeah.
I'll die. This is great.
Yeah.
That's what I would say with an Adam Warlock.
No arguments.
Either the best or the worst.
Yeah. No arguments there. Cloak and Dagger for me. If you're a Cloak and Dagger main, you are high functioning ADD. You are doing everything. You're playing two characters at once. You're killing and healing. You are getting it done at levels of multitasking that I can only imagine.
Yeah, if you're a Cloak and Dagger main, you're my favorite person in the world.
Wow.
I love you. I think you're perfect. I think you're a wonderful person, and I wish nothing but great things for you.
Wow. here I was thinking I was at the top of your favorite people list, but now it's me and above me, everyone who mains Cloak and Dagger in the world.
Almost everyone.
Sick.
Almost everyone.
Absolutely love that. Invisible Woman, I think, is an easy one. Do you want to start this one or you want me to start this one?
If you're an invisible woman main, you're a pervert.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's all there is to it. They're like, we can move on, but Jesus Christ. And let me set this record straight. It starts with the developer. NetEase knows what they're doing. They know the crowd that they're trying to appeal to. They know they're going to make money off of this. But holy fuck, if you wanted to control your audience and make sure that they're well behaved, you had an opportunity to, and you ignored it. You took a fucking U-turn and you ran away from it. And you were like, hey, what if we just enabled everyone to be just like pigs?
What if we gave her jiggle mechanics everywhere?
Everywhere. Everything jiggles. Congratulations.
Everything jiggles. Yeah.
You're welcome, internet nerds.
That's Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
Now, I gotta take two. I'm gonna put two at once. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm only gonna say one thing.
Sure. I know.
If you play Jeff the Land Shark, or if you play Luna Snow, you're gay.
Gay. Yeah. I knew it. I knew those were the two you were gonna package. I knew that was gonna be the one. And you know what? Good for you.
Good for you. Good for you.
I don't know if NetEase did it on purpose, because, you know, they're also the same people being like, yo, what do we put jiggle physics on this blonde woman? I don't know if they were also like, we should get the gay people in here, but they did it.
They put Jeff the Land Shark and Luna Snow, made them support characters so you do not have to be in the throes of things, and they gave them adorable and cunty skins. That is for gay people.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Luna Snow skin?
It's great.
It's the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's gayer than Jeff's pink fuzzy dolphin.
You know what? NetEase, officially an ally.
Ally.
Left on this list is Loki, Mantis, and Rocket. Anyone that you want to go to first?
Loki, I feel like... I never have a problem with a Loki.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy a Loki. I have no issue with it. If you're a Loki, you're just kind of like, you just want to play support, but you don't want too much attention.
Yeah, a little low-key.
Hey, you also can't decide because Loki's alt. You get to be whoever.
Do whatever you want, yeah.
So you kind of like a low-key. You like a little bit of everything.
Maybe like a social chameleon, you know what I mean? Like completely changes their personality depending on who they're in a room with, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a survivalist technique. I respect it. No shade.
What about Mantis?
Here. Mantis is like... a true support. You are here not for yourself. You are here to support everyone else on this team. You're not playing for the name on the front of your jersey. Or sorry, you're not playing for the name on the back of your jersey. You're playing for the name on the front of your jersey. You want the team to be successful, and you don't care if it means you get zero spotlight throughout it. You are here to uplift all of the other people in the room with you.
And with that being said, if you play a Rocket, exact opposite. You're playing Rocket because you wanted to play DPS, but you needed support on the team, so you said, fine, I'll play Rocket.
Rockets can be great healers, but Rockets, because there's the trope, I suppose, the meme of people who are like, yeah, I'm playing support, and you see their heal numbers in the toilet, and they're just trying to kill everyone the whole time. Yeah. That can be anyone. That can be anyone, but it's more often Rocket than anyone else. Yeah.
Anytime I see I'm in a game and a DPS is like, oh, I got to play support, it's Rocket.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yep, okay. I get that.
That's cool.
To be fair, if I get locked into a support, that's who I typically play as well. He can get it done.
My mind.
Yeah. And that clears out our strategist. Again, those are all the support characters. Now the duelist, the DPS, the DD. DPS stands for?
DPS stands for damage per second.
Great. And DD in this scenario would be?
DD?
A DD?
Dum-dum.
A dum-dum, yeah. A damage dealer.
Damn it. Damage dealer.
Yep. Damage dealer. So again, these are alphabetical. That's fine. Black Panther. If you're a Black Panther, you are sweaty. You are trying so hard. You are working for it. And like, don't get me wrong. You're working. Your energy expenditure is through the fucking roof in ways that I can't even begin to understand. But at the end of the day, there are so many characters that you can use that don't require you to break into a flop sweat while playing this video game.
Yeah, you don't need to get carpal tunnel in your hand while you play a game. I don't think that's worth it.
It's not worth it.
If you play Black Widow, I feel like you want all the joys of a strategist, of a healer, but you get to shoot people in the head instead.
Okay.
Heal. Yeah. That's my thing with a Black Widow.
I like a Black Widow. A Black Widow is a dedicated type of person because they could be playing characters like Hawkeye or Hela that do mostly the same thing, like quick one-shot damage bursts, but the other ones do it better. So you really have to be dedicated to a Black Widow. You have to have those memories back of like N64 gamers where you finally got the sniper in GoldenEye or Perfect Dark. And you're like, this changes everything. I just want to stare down the barrel of this gun and feel really good about myself. So you pick Black Widow when there were definitely better choices, but the nostalgia pulled you in. Yeah. Next on the list, we have Hawkeye. Hawkeye, let me say this too. Hawkeye, they tried to make him look cool. He's just, it's just an impossible task.
I wish they made him look like Jeremy Renner.
That'd be fine. I'd be fine with that. But even still, like, we can agree. Love Jeremy Renner. Good for him. He got run over by a snowplow. He's still doing it. He's out here. He's working for
Used to be a makeup artist. Crazy.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I think if you're a Hawkeye main, you're someone who enjoys the game, but you don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to be sweaty. You want to hang out in a corner. You want to just headshot people, but you don't want to be in the throes.
Yeah. A little avoidant. Hela is...
You're a bitch.
I was going to say every emo girl that I went to high school with, which, like, honestly, I don't love the term, but you're not wrong. It's like a slightly mean, standoffish woman with long, dark hair.
You have no control in your life, so you use this game to get control. And you bully me.
Oh, you took it personally.
I take it personally.
And so not what your rival's main says about you. It's what it says about Juice.
Well, it's the comedy in it, is you have to put your own personal experience. And speaking of putting our own personal experience in, if you are an Iron Fist main, you're a dickhead, you're rude, I don't like you.
Yeah.
You have anger issues. Get away from me.
Iron Fist is, if you're an Iron Fist main, you're clearly the type of person that takes out all of your aggression and your shittiness on customer service people. You're the person at McDonald's. There's person at McDonald's that you are yelling at because they didn't put enough sugar in your fucking coffee or whatever.
You get home and there isn't a cheeseburger and you ordered a cheeseburger and you punched a hole straight through the wall.
Yeah. Iron Fist, you are the type of person that I joke about flipping tables. You actually flip tables. You make everyone uncomfortable in parties because they don't know what you're going to do next.
They don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Iron Man mains.
Yeah. Kind of like a social outcast, but in like a cool way. Because they just kind of sit, they do their own things, they pop off to the sides. They'll check in occasionally. They're kind of like a house cat in that way. They're like, I'm going to go get shit done. You'll see me when I need you for something.
Yeah. And like, no one's going to know you're there until you all of a sudden blow up my entire team.
Yeah.
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 That's an Iron Man name.
That's an Iron Man main.
Magic mains? If you're a magic main... You know those girls who get tattoos because they need to feel something?
I don't, but go ahead.
You know, it's like a joke with tattoo artists where it's like the girl who goes in to get a tattoo just so she can like feel a little bit of pain. You know,
She
likes it.
Sure,
you know, that's a magic main.
Likes a little bit of the pain.
You like a little bit of pain. You're sadistic. You just want to spawn camp. You're gonna find me. And I am your target the whole game. And you're going to spawn camp me the whole time.
You know, I mean, that's literally her job in the game. If you're playing Dummy Magic, that's what they need to be doing. I'm into it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
A little Dummy
Mommy.
You probably really connected with Lady D in Resident Evil Village, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, Anya, did you know that Anya Taylor-Joy played Magic in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was a bad movie.
Such a bad movie. I was so upset. And Mr. Fantastic, though. Mr. Fantastic.
Can I say it?
You go.
You're lazy.
Wow. Tell me everything.
He's a little bit OP right now. Mm-hmm. He's got just so much health that it's so hard to take him down.
Yeah.
I think you're a little lazy. I think you could do for more of a challenge.
Okay. For me, if you're a Mr. Fantastic Man, you're the type of person that thinks they're great at multitasking, but is not. And it really sucks for everyone around you because you drop the ball. You drop the ball constantly. You're trying to do too much. And that's not to suggest that, hey, maybe your heart's still in the right place because you want to be doing more, but you just got to let, you got to let the other people do the things too, right? You can't be the damage dealer and the tank, and you can't do it. You're doing too much.
Yeah. It feels like you're trying to be everybody in the game. I'm surprised you're not trying to heal people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's fucking, it's tough. Moon Knight to me, if you, I'm trying to be really delicate because we have our friend group that plays the game and we've got a Moon Knight main in the mix. You know what I mean? Moon Knight is, I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. Juice, you go ahead.
If you're a Moon Knight main, I feel like you're a Gemini.
Okay. Tell me more.
And it's either I love you or I don't like you. I feel like I feel like you're either going to piss me off or I'm really going to vibe with you.
Sure.
And that's a Moon Knight main. That's your little fucking onk is going to get in my way, and I'm just going to piss me off. But if you're on my team, I fucks with you sometimes.
Yeah.
If you're a Moon Knight, haunts me.
It does, doesn't it? If you're a Moon Knight main, you were the type of kid that threw your Lego pieces out so your parents could step on them and you could watch from the sidelines just to chuckle to yourself. that's the type of person you are.
Namor main.
Namor next on the list. You surfer bro in your heart and soul. It's not to suggest that you yourself have spent a ton of time on a board, but in your heart and soul, you embody the salt water aura, just like floating around you. You're kind of laid back, but at the same time, you can flip a switch and go to a 10 in like a really unnecessary way that kind of scares me sometimes, but you would never expect it.
You're a cool guy, and you might like SeaWorld.
You might like SeaWorld too much.
Too much. Remember too Blackfish? Much.
No, I never watched it. I can't watch any of those things.
Psylocke mains.
Psylocke mains, aka anime girl. Psylocke, if you're a Psylocke main, you're the type of person that says, hold my beer. I got this. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing it yourself. You're like, no project is too big for you. You're the type of person that has 30 DIY projects on the go in your home. You're like, oh, I don't need a plumber. I can handle that. I'll do it myself.
Psylocke mains want to carry the team, but then can actually do it.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. Psylocke mains will go, you know, I got this, guys. And we're all like, no, you don't. And then all of a sudden they carry us all. And you're like, oh,
you got
okay,
it. You do.
You got it. You got it.
Scarlet Witch, aka Switch, your baby, your little baby.
You're a little baby. You want to carry the team and you feel the confidence to carry the team, but then I hear the word pure kit and then you're dead.
Dead. That being said, you're a little baby because if you have mommy behind you, carrying you along, keeping you alive and healing you, you're thriving. You're thriving. But you're out there, you're auto-locked to whoever's closest to you. You're doing That's your it. Best. You're working hard for it. And you know what? I kind of respect that you're up here. You're playing two age groups above where you should be. That's a minor sports reference, but...
I would say you play Scarlet Witch, you've just started playing the game. You're almost like Captain America. You just started the game. You're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. But you're getting it done. I respect it.
Getting it done. Mm-hmm. Now, if you play Spider-Man.
Go ahead.
You think that what's his name? Black Panther sweaty. The person who's playing Spider-Man is drenched in sweat. Their shirt is off. They're going to slide off of their fucking chair. This is the sweatiest player I've ever met in my life.
But they're getting it done.
They're getting it done, but my God.
Nobody's playing Spider-Man unless they're the best Spider-Man. Do you know what I mean?
I've never met a bad Spider-Man.
They're either the absolute worst and then they change immediately and you're like, that was a mistake. Or they're fucking getting it done. But, Juice, never thought I'd see the day where you would curse out Spider-Man. But this game has made you a different person.
Pisses me. Because normally I get to play Spider-Man or I get to watch Spider-Man longingly. He normally doesn't kick the shit out of me.
Which, for you specifically, a little mix of watching longingly and a little bit of rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad. All right, give it to me.
Squirrel Girl, you're just doing your best. You want to feel like you're part of something. You're working hard for it. But hey, you're maybe a little new to it. You can't invest the hours, the time, the responsibility. You've got other things going on in your life. Mm-hmm. You are a social butterfly if you play Squirrel Girl because you arrive, you put in your time. You say, okay, that's enough for me. I'll be back in a while. It is the epitome of a filthy casual. Someone who's not locking in. It doesn't require hours and hours and hours of expertise to get there. You're hopping in. You're having fun. You're popping off. Go enjoy the rest of your day.
You are also gay.
More than likely.
More than likely. More than likely. I am a Squirrel Girl main.
Yeah.
Formerly a Jeff main.
I know.
Gay, gay.
Look at you. Double gay, gay, gay. You found the gayest double options. Gay. Star-Lord in the mix here.
I hate you.
Wow, okay. Strong feelings.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And that's it.
If you play mm-hmm. Star-Lord, if you're the kind of guy who walks up to girls at a bar and talks to them when they have clearly given you many signs that they don't want to talk to you.
Wow, you're feeling strongly about it. For me, like, Star-Lord's a stand-up gentleman. You know what I mean?
No.
He is holding doors.
And I want to throw myself off a roof.
He's holding doors. I always took issue with this, but you remember in old movies, chivalry was laying down your jacket in a puddle so that someone could step on it and not get their feet wet? Just go the fuck around the puddle. That's weird, but that's what Star-Lord does. He takes off his jacket to put it down so people can walk across the water.
And then carries a wet jacket.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the dumbest fucking thing. It's always weird. He's carrying umbrellas. He's the type of person who's like stopped at a light. And he parks his car because he sees an old woman in the rain trying to cross the street, and he gets out.
You have not been personally victimized by a legendary scream.
I'm usually a tank, so I usually just body it. It's fine.
Legendary, and then I'm dead.
I got Storm. Storm right now was the person who didn't break out of their cocoon until after high school. Right. In mm-hmm. high school, a little gawky, a little awkward, a little quiet, like not no one gives them the time of day. They're the type of person where if you mention their name, they're like, oh, yeah, that's a person that exists. I forgot about them. But now, as an adult, really just stepped up, really just came into their own. They feel they know who they are at their core. They believe in themselves. It's not through anyone telling them that you can accomplish anything, but they found that they can accomplish anything.
And they're gay.
Now, if you're a Punisher main, you have been banned from numerous social media platforms.
If you're a Punisher, and I would even say this, if you're a Punisher and a Winter Soldier main, you play like Rainbow Siege and Call of Duty as your regular gaming, and you've just decided to dabble into some Marvel rivals.
You decided to get away from your angry corner of the internet and invade the happy corners of the internet to bring that energy.
Start demanding heels, you know? That's where you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
and
get that.
Lastly, last but not least,
Wolverine.
If you're a Wolverine main, you're actually a Hulk main, but there was too many tanks on the team, so then you decided to play Wolverine. Because you are jumping in head first, no matter what, in front of the team, and then dying instantly.
I think, Juice, you probably know a few IRL Wolverines, even if they've never played this game, Wolverine mains, because they're in the gym. They're in there, they're working hard on themselves, and they're looking at Wolverine the whole time, being like, that's going to be me.
I thought you were going to say, because they're gay.
Also gay.
you probably know some, because they are gay.
Gay. But they're working on themselves. They have goals, mm-hmm. they have vision, they're feeling inspired, and they're just working on themselves. They're trying to look their best, and Wolverine is the epitome of that for them.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Great episode.
Fun. I think we have pissed off everyone who's played Rivals ever.
Except for Squirrel Girl, Jeff, Storm, and Luna Snow mains, because they are all gay, and I will not hear another. You're homosexual.
Well, I really appreciate everyone listening this far, and hopefully we didn't piss you off too much, but this was fun, silly mess arounds. Make sure to tell your friends what you learned about them today based on who they main in the game. You learned a lot about your friendships with some people today.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for listening to another week of It's Dangerous to Go Alone, and we're going to see you next week where we probably won't make fun of your favorite character, but we might.
We do that, but for every game. What your favorite game says about you.
Oh, that's next week.
We piss off everyone in the world.
I love it. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye, everybody.